It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading with the 7th verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. We're in the Beatitudes there, having a wonderful study. Glad that you've joined us today. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to phone us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. And so I'm glad that you've joined us today, and we always enjoy hearing from you. And I do not, you know, send you unless you request. I do not send literature, or again, as I've said many times, we never ever ask for support because this ministry is supported by the folks at Parkview. And so please feel free to just let us know that, hey, I've just been saved and I love studying the Word, or I need some help in coming to know the Lord Jesus. Please explain it a little bit to me, and we'll just watch the Holy Spirit work. And so please, but don't be afraid of letting us know by some means, because we will not send you information, as some, they just hound you with literature and information and requesting money and things like that, and we will not do that. We have never done that in the 20-plus years that we've been on the radio, and we will never do that. So please feel free, because we love to help you to grow. Once again, we're enjoying the scripture verse here, Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading with the 7th verse. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." What wonderful words, rejoice. And so when you know Jesus as your Savior, that opportunity comes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy this study together. It's such a wonderful opportunity to open your precious Word and share over your Word, and let the Spirit of God touch our hearts, whether it's for salvation, to come to the cross of Calvary where you've taken our sins away, or if we're saved, then it's just a time of growth and of joy and walking with you each and every day. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us through your precious Word and touch every single heart that's listening today. And I just thank and praise you for this opportunity to be able to lift up your Word and allow the Spirit of God to work in the hearts of all the folks that are listening. So please, we pray that they open their hearts and their ears and let you have your perfect will, dear Father, which is salvation and then victory. So please, guide and lead us now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful to speak of God's mercy. God's mercy is rich. God's mercy is abundant. God delighteth in mercy, and that was in Ephesians 2:4, 1 Peter 1:3, and Micah 7:18, verses of scripture that we looked at last time we were together. And so it's a wonderful place to start. And we have one of the best examples that we have of mercy is found in Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. So we're going to start there today. And so from Matthew, we're going to go over to Mark and then on to Luke. Luke chapter 18. Luke 18:9. Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Publican, that's tax collector, it would be a Jew, but he collects taxes for the Roman government, and so one that was very hated. And so the merciful are blessed, are happy, because they shall obtain mercy. Now, when we look at this word mercy, we need to understand that it's only by God's grace or by God's mercy that we can enjoy each and every day as a believer. Even God's mercy is shown to the lost, because if his mercy, his kindness was not shown towards the even the lost, those that reject and have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing to do with God, they reject God, they blaspheme God's name, and yet God shows mercy because it rains upon the just and the unjust. The blessings that God gives out upon the lost is more than we can imagine. And yes, we receive so many blessings, and it's all because of God's mercy. When a person is allowed to live on this earth for 70, 80, 90, 100 years, it's God's mercy. And especially if they have rejected the Lord Jesus and have not trusted him, God's mercy is allowing, God's grace is allowing him. It's God's love that's allowing that person to live long enough to recognize they're a lost sinner and come by faith to Jesus. If that's you, I don't care if you're 15 years old or 100 years old, and right now you feel that convicting of your heart for your sin, just say, Jesus, I'm sorry, I have rejected you, I want to come to you and be saved, forgive me of my sin, and he will. He'll save you. So please, this publican, he wouldn't even look upward. He was so ashamed of who he was and what he was. And yet by that action, God accepted that turn, that repentance. I know who I am now. The other, you know, he was so prideful. He was so arrogant that he wanted everybody to see and everybody to hear what he said and what he was doing. That's not what God wants us to be. That's pride. That's arrogance. God wants a humble sweetheart. And the more that we recognize that it's only by God's mercy that I can live and enjoy life and enjoy the wonderful blessings that he gives me, I recognize that. This publican did too. He recognizes it's only by God's mercy. And God's grace is unmerited favor. And so the two are so closely tied together, because we deserve, even as me and others that have trusted him as our Savior, we still don't deserve anything. But God blesses us with many things. And a person that's rejected Christ, They certainly don't deserve anything handed to them from God, and yet God continues to give them food, air to breathe, water to drink. All those things is all by God's mercy and God's grace. God is merciful, and the children of God are merciful because knowing Him makes us so. Only by knowing Him brings mercy to us and makes us merciful. Everything that God gives us, we're to share. We're to share His love. We're to share His grace. Talk about death, burial, and resurrection, Lord Jesus. We're to show His mercy, His kindness. You see, the Scripture calls us a peculiar people because we're different than the world, much, much different than the world. The world is greedy, selfish, and self-centered. I want what I can have plus what you have. As a believer, no one runs over us. In other words, somebody comes to us and, you know, I need your car. Give me your car. No. God gives us wisdom. But we are to have mercy and kindness on those that God would choose to share it with, and we're to be a part of that. And so please listen to the call of God. It is God dwelling in the heart of the believer that causes, that allows us to have mercy and compassion. And when we possess that, it flows outward. People see it, recognize it. So please understand those wonderful words. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Next is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Many worry more of the outside. They worry so much of their physical condition, of their looks, of their hair, their outfit, their jewelry, piercings and all the tattoos. That is totally and completely against the Word of God. God does not want us to abuse our body in that way. And yet you see many a believer do those things. It is against the Word of God. Everybody has, you know, their body in some way or another. They want to be praised. That's the reason that we have so many surgeries to lift the chin and take care of the body so that everything, we don't want the flab here, and we don't want this, and we don't want that. And so we just keep trying to make ourselves look young. Let's see that we're not concerned about looking young. We don't mind looking old, and we will carry on with that age a responsibility and hopefully a commitment that folks can come to us because of our age. We're also wise in the Lord, and they will come and ask for our help and our direction. Most folks that are starting to get old, why, they don't like that look, and so they try to change the look and change their lifestyle and everything, trying to make themselves something they're not. Just enjoy each day, every single day, and don't be as concerned about the outside as we need to be concerned about the inside. Yes, this is the temple of God as a believer, and I need to care for that temple. And so we're to be responsible, to eat right, get some exercise, do some things like that. But don't make your outside your God. See that the God that's in your heart, and I hope you know Jesus as your Savior, and the God that's in your heart should rule and reign, and He should be directing you. And so now we start to worry and be more concerned about inside than we do the outside. So that's the point here. couple verses of scripture we're going to look up. Matthew chapter 23. Same book we're in. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 to 28. Matthew 23, verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees! These are the religious people, hypocrites. For ye are like unto a whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Inside, not outside. Yes, again, we need to care for our bodies only for the purpose that we can serve God. If we don't care for our bodies, if we don't, you know, properly eat and get a little exercise and take care of ourselves as we should, then we're not able to serve the Lord. And so, but that's the reason that we want to keep our bodies in good health. And the Lord will direct us to do that if we take care of what's inside, pure in heart. So don't be as these Pharisees and scribes. God very clearly deals with them. 1 Samuel, we'll go to the Old Testament here for a little bit. 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, verse 16. Chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. That's what we need to be concerned about. Psalms 44:21. So we've looked up Matthew 23:25 through 28. We've just read 1 Samuel 16:7, and now we're going to Psalms 44:21. Psalms 44. Shall not God search this out? For I know the secrets of the heart. Once again, shall not God search this out? The above scripture verses. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. He knows what's in there. So don't lie to yourself about knowing Jesus as your Savior and walking with him. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So you see, the Lord knows exactly what's in the heart, and you need Jesus. You've got to trust in the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Please do not in any way think that you're good enough, that you can walk with the Lord Jesus, that you can serve the Lord Jesus and serve God or please yourself without accepting Him as your Savior. It is all external, all by looks, whether it's clothes, hair, jewelry, your body, whatever it is. We try to make it look so good. And that's what seems to please us or please others. But what we need to really take care of is the heart. Come by faith to Jesus and be born again, and then accept and enjoy that wonderful walk. As we have just read out of Matthew 23, 25 through 20, woe unto you Pharisees, hypocrites, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. But when one believes in Jesus and puts his faith in Christ's work, in other words, the death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel, we are given a new heart upon that opportunity when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Let's look at Ezekiel. Got several good verses of Scripture. It brings us right to home. Ezekiel, if you found Daniel, you went too far. Ezekiel chapter 36. Oh, we love the word. Scripture confirms Scripture. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Ezekiel 36, 26. A new heart also I will give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, a freshness. That flesh is of freshness, in other words, new. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Your will and way begins to change from your will and way to God's will and way. And it all comes about when you accept Him as your Savior and you get that new heart. It's a gift. The wages of sin is death. You're going to die. You're already dying, and you're spiritually dead, separated from God. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a day, what a joy to come by faith to Jesus and be saved. You mark that in Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27, because that really brings it home, the condition you're in and what you need, and the only one that can answer that is Jesus Himself, if you'll come by faith to Him. We also come, and for you to understand these words, and you've heard these many times that we've read and talked about, hopefully your preacher has covered these as well, and so we come to Romans, the book of Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There's a time, and you need to call upon. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a time. It is a given time. Please do not think that since I've been in church all my life, my folks was in church all my life, I've always believed there's a God, I always believe in Jesus. Until you have that personal relationship and call upon Him, You're condemned to hell. You're going to burn in the fires of hell. And you're going to miss that opportunity of serving Him during this life. So please, enjoy Him. Come by faith to Jesus today. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, this 8th verse here, when it talks about being pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the difference. Come by faith to Jesus and begin that walk, and you will see Him and serve Him and enjoy serving Him. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. I'm sorry, Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Verse 21 to 23. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceedeth evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. That's the condition, the normal condition that we're in. Without Jesus, that's who you are. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see what happens the day that you trust in Jesus? Only a pure heart can see God. And a pure heart is a born-again heart, a saved heart. Few ever get to physically meet the President of the United States or the King of a kingdom. It's a rare occurrence, very seldom takes place. But with a pure heart, pure in heart, we get the opportunity to see the King of Glory by faith. What a wonderful opportunity. And He comes to live within our hearts. What a joy. Let's go to Psalms. Boy, there's so many good verses of Scripture here. Psalms 24. Psalms 24. I hope you have the opportunity, if you're driving, I understand that you don't, but I hope you have the opportunity to look these scripture verses up. That's the reason I kind of re-quote them. It was Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27, and then we had Romans 10, 9 and 10, Mark 7, 21 through 23, and now we're at Psalms 24. Psalms chapter 24, verses 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, for ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Selah. Open your heart's door and let Jesus come in, please. Do not question. Just ask Him. As the Spirit of God is convicting your heart right now, just ask Him to come in. Ask Him to save you, and He will. Please trust in Jesus today. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Now, we have covered, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. There is a wonderful opportunity. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the mourned, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, what a joy that we have had here. And again, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the one we've just covered, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Next is, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And so that is where we're going to have the opportunity of starting next time. Please don't miss it. Be here. We're on at the same time every Sunday morning. I want you to come. And the question is always asked, what are you going to do about Jesus?